Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Wow. Well, hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show.
I am so happy that you have joined me, and I just want to welcome our first-time listeners, and I want to say today that you are supernaturally anointed by God, and I want you to know that I know. And I want you to know that you're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. And I want you to have faith to make life-changing decisions. And I want you to have that faith to know that as you make those decisions, that you are indeed affecting the lives of others. And as you give, you will always receive more back. And then, remember, marvelous, dynamic things are happening in and around and through you now. You know, before we move on, I just want to say that often we don't step out on faith because we have some doubts as to our true purpose. It could be because we lack clarity or precision of purpose, but it will take courage to step out on faith and to really find out what your purpose is, and to perhaps dig deeper and ask, what am I called to do? But it also often will reveal something about us when we ask those questions. And it will often cause us to pause and ask, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And perhaps, what have you set aside because it didn't happen the first time? Well, today I want to talk to you about waiting to excel. Yeah, waiting to excel. You know, there are just a number. I mean, I really can't count how many there are women and men all over this planet, regardless of race, creed, or color, nationality, it doesn't matter. They're waiting to excel. And so we have been looking at the character of Moses and all the various things that Moses went through. And out of what he went through, we were able to see and will continue to look at how he was actually being put in the position, in the posture, so that he could excel. And that's what many of us are experiencing right now. We're sitting in a place or we're standing in a place, we're in a position or a particular posture and not quite feeling confident about it. We're not quite feeling if I'm able to step out on faith. Well, we're going to look at an example today, and we're going to look in the book of Exodus, the second chapter, rather the second book in the Bible. And I'm just going to begin at the first verse. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord has not. Oh, when we say that the Lord said unto him, what we're really saying here is that the I am, the great I am, the I will be, that I will to be, that the Eyah, Esha, Eyah, that's what we're saying, that's who said this to Moses. And then he said, what is that in your hand? He's asking Moses, what is that in your hand? And I want you to bear in mind that God can be and do and will to do whatever he chooses, because he really does not have to answer to anyone. He doesn't have to answer to me, certainly. He doesn't have to answer to anyone. So when God is ready to move, he's all-powerful. He's omniscient. All power is in his hand. He moves when he wants to. He moves how he wants to. He chooses in which direction he will move in our lives. So we're talking about the great I am, the I will be, that I will to be. This is who's talking to Moses. And he simply says, Moses, what is that in your hand? In other words, my beloved, what is it that you already have that you can begin to work with? But Moses said, hey, it's a rod. It was actually like a crooked shepherd's handle. It's something that shepherds carried in order to brace them. And this is what was in his hand. Now, how did Moses, who was actually raised in Pharaoh's palace, Moses was raised with the great sciences of Egypt. Moses studied the great military sciences. He was a brilliant man. I want to add this. He was brilliant simply because of his environment. Have you ever met anyone who had a lot of exposure, and as a result of their exposure, they gained such education and insight, they just weren't like the average, everyday person. But the same with Moses. He had a lot going on. And many of you, the same thing. You've had exposure in areas, and it makes you very unique sometimes. And what it does is that it adds to your experience and your knowledge. And so many times when you're able to speak up on a topic or share with someone very much needed advice, because of your experience, because of your knowledge, you're able to bring all of that together and provide a person with, say, good advice or a good answer, because you have accumulated knowledge and experience simply by environment and exposure. So Moses had a lot going on for him. Yet in all that Moses had going for him, he became a little perturbed once when he saw someone hurting one of his brothers. And guess what? Moses, he slew the man. And as a result of this, he picks up a stigma of the murder, and he begins to run. You know, we talked a little bit about that before, and we touched upon stigmas. And I want you to know that even though there may be some stigmas attached to you, that's not going to prevent you from excelling. It doesn't matter. Oh, she's a single. He's a single parent. Oh, they've never been married. Oh, they were engaged and they got stirred up. Oh, they started college, but guess what? They dropped out. Oh, you know, that person was previously incarcerated. Their stigma. Oh, that person, you know, they were a drug addict. You name it. There have been stigmas attached to people for years and years. As you can see, even Moses had a stigma attached to them. But yet in that, even with that stigma, he was placed in a position to excel. So here Moses is before God. And God asked that question, what's that in your head? And Moses answers, it's a rod. Now, again, great man who's gone from living in a palace, running away to living on the backside of a mountain, in the wilderness, may I mind, in a very uncomfortable environment. I want to ask you, have you ran from something that maybe you need to face? I know that's a challenging question, but I'm not here to judge. I can't judge, because guess what? I've ran away from situations too. But eventually I learned. I had to turn and I had to face. I had to face this and begin to what? Acknowledge God, I need your help. Or maybe I reached out to someone and said, can you help me with this? And let's just put it just right out like this. No man or woman is an island. So as you face different situations in life, even if you find yourself running, hey, stop. Slow up. And just begin to acknowledge it. I often say it like this. Go on and feel it. Acknowledge it and feel it, because acknowledging sometimes is 75% of solving the issues and the challenges that we face in life. So here Moses is, a man who was running. Now he's in the wilderness. He's on the backside of a mountain, Mount Sinai. And he's got this rod. He has a shepherd's rod. And we're going to see how powerful this rod is. And maybe you, my beloved, can begin to examine what is it that you already have in your life, in your possession? What gift, what talent do you have that can help you to get to the next level, the next dimension? Well, we're going to see here that there are some places where God may have placed you, even though you were running. God is there. And he's there to instruct you, to give you direction, to let you know how much you're loved and how valued you are. Not just to God, not just to yourself, not just to your family, but I'm going to stretch it, my beloved. You're valued and you're needed by humanity, especially in these times. I think that's even timely to say that. In these times, humanity needs what you have. Because as this planet is ascending, as we're going to a higher level, it's like all hands on deck. Everyone has to put in their contribution so that this can be a successful launch. So anyway, let's get back to the story. You may say to God, God, I was here, I was there. God, but how in the world did I get here when I was there? Because there used to be here. So how did I get here, God? How did I get in this particular area of my life? Well, God's going to show you. What you've had there was good. But God is showing us that where he's going to take us, we're going to obtain better in the, I'll say it like this, in the new year. So even though it looks like you may have come down because of some stigma, maybe because of some situation in your life, God's going to show you that what he's going to give us at this level, at the new year, is going to far supersede what we had there. So Moses says, hey, it's a rod I have in my hand. It's a shepherd's cane, and to say it like that, a cane. And he said, God said to Moses, he said, throw it down on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a snake, a serpent. And guess what? Moses ran. Sometimes you're running from the very thing that's going to help you to be who God really created you to be. Because sometimes it doesn't fit the mold. It just doesn't fit. Sometimes it doesn't fit our program. But examine what you're running from. We're talking in this episode about waiting to excel. And we're looking deeper. Now we're in part three. What is it that you may be running from, avoiding? That is really what's going to take you into this next dimension. It's going to launch you further into the plan and the purpose for your life. He says, God, I was on my way to college. I don't know how, but perhaps, you know, you're saying I dropped out. I don't know. Perhaps it was an unexpected pregnancy. I don't really know. But I do know this. I do know that even though it didn't quite work out before, I want you to know that right here and right now, God's going to begin to give us some answers. He's going to begin to enlighten our minds and let us know what we need to know. But in the meantime, we're going to stop running. we're going to stop running. We're going to stand bold. We're going to stand firm and say, this is who I am, and this is what I believe. And begin to say, God, help me. You know, it's like, say, for example, something in your life that's falling apart. You know how things can just crumble right before our eyes. And many times when this happens, we begin to run in a direction of negativity. We begin to run. Let's look at that. Because no matter where we run, we will meet ourselves and we will meet God there. We'll meet the divine Holy Spirit. Sometimes we run from things that don't look like God. Because many times our order or our way of viewing things is not God's order and the way God sees it. I don't have to go into a lot of detail there. Just know this, that many times a situation that we may see as the worst, and for some of us that are seasoned and mature, we've gone through some things, we know that that very thing that we ran from or we thought was one of the most horrendous things, it matured us. It gave us that ability that resonates today. Another way to say this is that the thing we may have thought was not God built something on the inside of us. Sometimes we call it character. Sometimes we call it the stick-to-itness. But that toughness, when we need it again, it's there now and it resonates. It begins to come up and show us the way, and it lets us know you can do this. So things that you are going through or may have gone through or may go through, you'll learn to say thank you, because you'll know that hard times don't last always. They say tough times don't last always, but tough people do. And as you live, you'll go through some difficult situations. I wish I could tell you you're just going to breeze through life, that it's going to be just totally easy. But what I can tell you is this. With faith, all things are possible. I will tell you this. With faith, it may not be easy, but it's possible. Because there's power on the inside of you. There's power. Hey, right between those two ears, there's some power. Well, let's get back to the story. So when Moses saw that the rod had become a snake, listen, it said, and the Lord said to Moses, put forth your hand, this great I am, is talking to Moses. And Moses grabs the snake by the tail, and he puts forth his hand. Guess what? He caught it. And when he caught it, as he reached forth and caught it, it stiffened. It got hard. It lost, listen to this, my beloved, it lost a level of power, yet it gained another level of power once he took a hold of it. Once you acknowledge, once you really embrace, once you receive the talents and the gifts that you have, you know, sometimes it takes years. But you'll get there. You may be at that point of acceleration. Once you grab a hold that all things are working together for your good, because you love God and things are working together because you're called by Him for a specific purpose. I'm not just making this up. I'm not just saying this to hype you up. I'm sharing this with you today by the inspiration of Almighty God, Yahweh. I'm sharing this with you so that you can begin to structure your life, that even though things may not look the way you expected them to look, but that you can get in there and you can begin to structure a life that will bring a level of goodness, not to yourself, but to humanity as well. So it'll take us to a new level of power as we embrace our gifts. I'm saying take the authority of the gifts that you have been given. Some have gifts and talents that you need to develop. Does it mean returning to school? Does it mean taking a course? Does it mean hiring a coach? Does it mean intensive reading, practice? But remember, I did say practice. Think about practice. Let's take a little side here. Yes, it fits. Practice makes it perfect. But we're going to go so far as to say this. Perfect practice makes perfect. So learning to do it right and then learning to do it in the level of excellence. So things can happen in our lives, but it will take us to a new level of power. And we really can't be removed from every negative circumstance. That's why I said we'll have to learn to stand up and face it. Stand up and don't run, because running, it's not going to solve it unless you're a track star, unless you're trying out for the Olympics. If you're in high school, you're on the track team. We're not talking about that kind of running. We're talking about the turning your back on situations and acting as if they don't exist. Or acting as if everything that's not going our way, feeling like, wow, maybe because it's not going my way, I need to step out. Maybe we need to stick in there and walk through it. Not necessarily look to be brought instantly out of it, but walk through it. You know, there's nothing like a walk through the park. There's something about that. Walking through various situations in our life. And we're going to walk through some things, my beloved. And I want you to grab a hold of some of those situations that may look adverse. The circumstance may look adverse. Your environment may look adverse. Hey, begin to fix it up. God, walk me through this step by step. Where do I start? Do I start on the left? Do I start on the right? Where do I start? And then ask whatever the reason that is preventing me from moving forward, ask God to open up a door. It could be a door in our mind. Permit me to move forward, God. God, I want to walk through this because I know on the other side of this, you know what's going to happen. That's where that strength is going to be developed. That's where you begin to see and build confidence. You can't fire. You have to walk. So this serpent, it became a rod in his hand. And then he threw it down again, Moses. And when he caught it, as I said, it stiffened and it became a rod again. God is doing this so that he can strengthen Moses' confidence in him. You, too, are faced with challenges and have been faced with challenges. Everyone's not in a challenge right now. So don't take on a challenge just because we're talking about it. But maybe look back and reflect and see how it built your confidence. Listen, he's building confidence in Moses that they may believe. He said, so they, who? Those that Moses are going to have to go and talk to and say, let the people go. He said, so that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared unto you. Secret, hey, listen up. Secret confidence evolves or comes from successful experience. I'm going to say it in case I said it too low. Confidence comes from
thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye. Thank you. you.